Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. This is the day that our Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with a biblical perspective, including a new topic, live prayer, and assigning a daily task. Our topic for this morning is peace be still. And I'll even add, now. Peace be still, now. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings, is on sale on our website at fieldthefire.com, as well as major outlets. Make sure you go and purchase, because this will empower your soul and your life. You can purchase at fieldfire.com, and you can also see a list of other outlets wherein you can purchase. Number two, don't forget to save the date to come out and worship with me as I minister at Outreach of Excitement Church here in Miami on Friday, September 22nd at 7:30 p.m. This will be part of their powerful women's conference. The theme is Women Who Refuse to Compromise, and we are going to have a mighty good time. That is also the day before my birthday. So my birthday is that Saturday the 23rd. So I invite you to come out to not only celebrate the word, but celebrate my birthday with me. And finally, set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling in at 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you missed the live broadcast, I post the recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at fieldthefire.com and on my Facebook page at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I Williams. So I invite you to not only tune in, but to share this word with others so that you help to win souls and encourage others in the kingdom of the Lord by sending them to fieldthefire.com after 8 a.m. Eastern. They can hear it from their cell phones while they're, you know, going to work, on your break, your lunch, whenever, because it remains on fieldthefire.com all day. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go into this word. I am in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, and I'm reading from the KJV. And the same day, when the even was come, he, meaning Jesus, saith unto them, meaning his disciples, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And when he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Come on and say our topic for today, wherever you are. Peace be still. And when? Now. Praise the Lord. On this morning, during my devotion before I started this broadcast, I was outside on my balcony and I'm overlooking the water because I live across the street from the bay. And I'm praying and I'm worshiping the Lord. And all of a sudden, someone just starts yelling very loudly. And it wasn't a yell of distress. Rather, it was more of a yell such as if you hear someone who's mentally ill and they're just yelling out and talking, because sometimes, you know, people will go over to the bay early in the mornings or at night and they're yelling out or something. And it was ongoing to the point where I just had to stop my praying and devotion and I just began to pray for the person. And I stretched my hands out toward the bay, almost like Moses, I guess, toward the Red Sea. And I just said, peace, be still. And then I began interceding for that person and just really praying in tongues and just praying for the person. And I said, peace, be still, Jesus. And then all of a sudden, the person just became quiet. And the Lord said to me, that's your topic for this morning. I want you to encourage the people because there are so many people with so many things going on in their lives, so much chaos, so much influx, so much dysfunction. And sometimes the things are not even bad. They're not even malignant. It's just the, you know, the too many irons in the fire, the cares of this world, the routines of life. I got to get up this morning. I got to go to work. I got to make sure everything is right at work. What did I not do on yesterday? I'm worried about an evaluation. I'm worried about keeping my job. They're laying people off. I'm worried about my husband or my wife. I'm worried about my children. This one is doing good, but this one is doing bad. This one is doing well, but this one is incarcerated. This one is, you know, happy-go-lucky, but this one is sick. I'm worried about my parents or my siblings, my nieces and nephews, my aunts and uncles, my cousins, my friends, my business, my clients, my own health, insanity, my own well-being. I'm worried about the mortgage. Will I be able to pay the bills this month? They've given me a disconnect notice for my electricity. My car is broken down. Just everywhere you look, something is going on. My spouse is cheating, or I think they're cheating because Sue said that her husband was cheating. I'm worried about the church and the parishioners. Will we be able to meet our bills? I'm worried about whether or not I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Am I living the way God has told me to live? I'm just worried about everything. What am I going to wear today? I'm just worried. Whoo! So much going on. I just lost someone that I cared about. I just lost a loved one. How are they going to make it? My friend just passed away. How are the kids going to make it? What is my role in this situation? Am I supposed to be everyone's peacemaker? What about my own sanity when everyone's calling me? Everyone's placing demands on me. I'm the peacemaker or the giver, or I'm the most successful person in the family, and everyone needs from me. No one ever thinks that I need a break too. Woo! Jesus, peace be still. My children are disobedient. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm trying to tell them, but they won't listen. Why won't they listen to me? Why must they experience things for themselves when I've already been there? I'm trying to teach them that they don't have yet the appropriate hindsight nor foresight to see what's in front of them, or to have built on enough experience from behind them to make the right decisions. Why won't they just listen? I'm giving them everything. I've laid out for them everything that they need, but here they are, rebellious and disobedient, going from place to place, not willing to do what I've said. Ooh, Jesus, peace be still. Glory to the Lord. Sometimes we just have too much going on in our lives, and it's not always something bad. Sometimes it's just so many moving parts, too many irons in the fire. Sometimes it's of our own doing, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes we're passive, aggressive, and we just abandon things and abandon people. We don't ensure that appropriate resolution takes place, meaning that we always leave things incomplete or incohate. So there's always something from the, years of yesterday, always here in the future, because we've even become so removed from true love and true emotions that we can justify how we just abandon ship and things. Other times we are type A and we are perfectionists. We are overachievers. We don't know how to take a break. We don't know how to whoosh. Other times we are just people who are worry warts for no reason. We make mountains out of molehills, and for everything that's going on, we escalate it, we exaggerate it, we embellish it until it becomes more than it really has to be. And other times we are just really pressed down by the cares of life. There are so many things that are going on beyond our control that we don't know how we are going to make it. But on this morning, Jesus has come to encourage us that he's there. He's in the ship. He's right here with you. He's right here with me. And that there is nothing that will overtake you, nothing that will come upon you, nor those that you love, that he is not able to come in and speak to the situation, to speak to the storm, to speak to the enemy, to speak to the other people, the opposition, to rebuke that situation and bring peace into your life. In the book of John, chapter 14, 1 through 6, the Lord teaches us to let not our heart be troubled. If we believe in God, believe also in Jesus, because in his Father's house are many mansions, and that if it were not so, he would have told us. But he goes to prepare a place for us, and not just after we die, but every day in our everyday lives, our everyday situations, he's right there preparing a place for us. Peace be still. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible teaches us that there is a time and a place for everything. In chapter 3, there is a time and a place to be silent. There is a time and a place to speak. There is a time and a place for peace. There is a time and a place for war. But even within those times, the overarching peace of the Lord is there. The situation never gets to a point where God cannot handle it. In Matthew 11, 28 through 29, the word teaches us, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Peace be still. In other words, Jesus is teaching us that he has a special type of peace for us today. It's not the kind of peace that the world gives. It's not a transitory, temporal peace, but it is an everlasting peace of the consolation of resting assured in him that whatever we need, God's got it. Whatever is coming upon us, he's there. He has our back. In John 14 and 27, he teaches us, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. So accordingly, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. My peace is here for you. I want to encourage you this morning that no matter what is going on in your life, whether you caused it to be so, whether others caused it to be so, whether it's beyond your control, or whether it is a culmination of inaction, too much action, too many things going on, or whether it is a mix of all of those, the sum of all of those things, the Lord is here to encourage you this morning. Peace be still. He doesn't want you to live in a state of constant influx, dysfunction, chaos, worry, and apprehension. But he reminds you today that he offers his peace unto you. Now, the question that he asks is whether or not you really want it, whether or not you're really willing to accept it, whether or not you will do what it takes to attain it. How do you start your day? Do you start your day on Facebook, Instagram, social media? Do you start your day calling people and worrying about other things or gossiping? Do you start your day with the news and the television and all of that before you've even thanked the Lord for giving you another day? Before you've even called out the names of all those you love and asked God to protect them, before you've blessed your home and your loved ones and your children, before you've magnified the Lord and given him praise, you set the tone for your own day. Don't set the tone being one of everything else, everybody else, all of the gossip and all of the mess and all of the confusion and dysfunction, all of the bad news are more important in spending time with the Lord. Romans 12, 1 and 2, the Lord teaches us to be not conformed to this world, but to be transformed daily by putting our minds and our lives into his hands so that we are able to live and prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of the Lord. Do you start your day with Jesus? Come on, let's go into prayer now. Our time is run. Dear Father, we come into your presence again this morning. We thank you because we know you're already here. And we come, Father, asking the forgiveness of every sin. We come repenting of not having spent enough time with you so that we've set the tone for our day to be a day of dysfunction, for our homes to be places of dysfunction, for our jobs to be occupations and professions of dysfunction, for our friendships to be status quo of dysfunction, for our marriages to be harbingers of dysfunction. Because we've not started off our day with you. We've not set the tone of peace, be still now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you would just continue to challenge us to live in a higher plane, in a higher mind, a higher state of being, by understanding that we have the authority to speak to the opposition in our lives. Peace, be still. Now, Father, we speak that peace be still to everything that has risen up against us today, everything that's coming up against us tomorrow, and every aspect of our lives, because we know that you are so concerned about us that even the very hairs of our head are numbered. You're so concerned about everything that goes on with us, not just the miracles, not just the big things, but even the little things. Do you have enough food today, daughter? Do you have enough to eat today, son? Do you have clothing to wear? Do you have transportation? Are you at peace? How's your health this morning? Do you have electricity and water? How are your children doing? Are they being bullied? How are you doing this morning, daughter or son? I love you that much. I love you. I've never forgotten about you. I want my kind of peace in your life. And understand, son or daughter, that it doesn't mean trials or tribulations won't come. It doesn't mean that you won't have war. It doesn't mean that sometimes you won't have to agitate the very delusion of peace to remove the status quo of that illusion so that you bring about authentic peace. But I want you to understand that no matter what, I'm right here with you. I'm Jesus. This is what you're telling us, Lord. So, Father, we come repenting of the confusion and the apprehension and the worry. We come repenting of the restlessness of not having the faith that you're there. And not only are you there, that you can do the impossible. We ask forgiveness of that. Now, Father, help us to set aside time with you daily. Time with you where we're talking with you, praising you, loving you. We're receiving your joy and your victory, the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God, that you have for us, that joy, that peace, that long-suffering, that victory, that goodness, in all things, that we be more than conquerors. And not only in our lives, but that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth, wherein we are able to also encourage others. Now, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we count it done. Let everyone listening come in agreement with me right now by saying amen. Praise the Lord. Come on and praise him. Our time is run. I have to give you our task for today. But before I do, please let me give an altar call. If you just stay in the spirit, just tell the Lord, peace be still wherever you are. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. If you are not saved or if you're in a backslidden state, I want to give you the opportunity to come into our family of the Lord right now. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In the name of Jesus, say amen. We welcome you newly into the family of the Lord, or we welcome you back. Please get into a good Bible-believing church. And if you're already in a great church, please let your pastor know that you have given your life unto the Lord. Get plugged in. Get working in the church so that you will have positive, constructive things of the Lord to occupy your mind. And I praise the Lord for you this morning. Now, let me give you our task for today. Our topic for this morning or for today is peace be still now. Your task for today is to speak peace into your life and into the lives of everyone that you know and love. Speak it right now. for all of those situations and all of those obstacles. Say, peace, be still now. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Share this broadcast with at least two people today. Send them to feelthefire.com. It will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern. Share it on social media everywhere. Peace. Of a diluted peace, or you can have authentic peace. The choice is up to you. Peace, be still now. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Go to feelthefire.com for more information on today's announcements. I love you.